91.7 WHUS Stores. My name is Hank.
I'm Ted.
And this is Hank and Ted.
Greatest podcast on earth.
Coming at you not live, but from Stores, Connecticut.
Yeah, we're only like, we're recording this only a few hours in advance, so we're pretty up to date.
Yeah, we're, unless, you know, someone doesn't die in the next 4 hours.
Could you imagine? One of these days it's going to happen. We're going to record it like an hour before, and then we're going to have to go back and do it live because it's going to be the craziest shit. It's going to be like Trump died.
Yeah, I feel like something like that's already happened, though, where it's like, I don't know.
Like, what was crazy that happened after we recorded the... I don't remember anything that was, like, too big happening.
I don't know. It'll happen, though. One of these days it'll happen.
And we will bring that news to you all live, and we will become the greatest and largest podcast brand on earth.
The first time we ever do this live.
Watch out, Charlie Kirk's show, even though that's fallen off the charts.
Yeah. He's been real quiet since we started.
Did you see it fell to 94th? Because they're still trying to run it.
Yeah, I see them go live on Twitter.
Yeah. You follow them on Twitter?
No, I don't, but I see. Because everyone posts, like, it's like the meme where it's like, no way. And it's like, Charlie Kirk is live.
Oh, yeah. No, that shit, like, all the Charlie Kirk memes, like, as a person who, like, doesn't, like, I don't know. I don't support violence, obviously, but I also, like, saw Charlie Kirk getting killed, like, coming from a mile away. Like,
yeah.
When you spew hateful rhetoric, it's going to come back to bite you.
Yeah, it comes back around.
Like, Trump's had 3 assassination attempts on him now, I think.
3? I thought it was only 2.
Well, there was one, like, way back, like, when he was running initially, too.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
But too well he's been, like, running for 2024, I guess.
And yeah.
Then, yeah. And I'm sure there's hundreds more we haven't heard of with people apprehended and stuff.
I'm sure foreign governments are.
I wouldn't be surprised if Xi is, like, trying to do some shit. But obviously, like, I don't know. Like, when you spew hateful rhetoric, or if you spew, like, rhetoric that people don't even agree with you on, it doesn't have to be hateful. You're putting yourself in danger. As soon as you're in the public eye, you're in danger, basically.
Yeah.
But, like, in Charlie Kirk's case, like, excuse me, I'm a little sick. He was purposefully poking the bear. Like, he knew what he was doing.
Well, he's a grifter. That's the grift.
Yeah, we don't grift here. Like, we just talk facts, you know?
No, we tell it how it is. And how it is right now, I don't know. It is.
It's going.
It's going. I mean, it's been a slower week, definitely. Yeah. It's kind of just continuing the same stories from last week. Like, there's more developments on the Venezuela stuff. But most of that's just people throwing each other under the bus.
Yep.
And being like, oh, we have a video, we're going to review it, and then we might release it.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to release it.
I don't know. Like, Congress can force them to release it.
They could, but, I mean, Congress hasn't been very efficient.
No. And we're still waiting on all the Epstein files to come out. Those will all obviously be very redacted and not tell us anything when they come out.
Yeah, it's been like 3 weeks now since it was signed into law. The Epstein Transparency Act was signed into law.
It's been at least 2, yeah.
Yeah, 2 weeks. It was before Thanksgiving. It was the week before Thanksgiving, so yeah, 2 weeks.
Yeah. And hopefully, like, we get some answers. We're not going to, though. I have no faith. As it's going in America right now, we're currently not releasing any economic data to the public.
And what has been getting released has been abysmal.
Yeah. Like, people can say that, like, Trump's great for the economy, but, like, he's also hiding, like, everything from us. Like, as soon as, like, we actually find out what has happened to our economy in, like, the first, like, it's only been 10 months.
Yeah.
We're getting towards 11 months. In the first 11 months of Trump's presidency, everyone's going to look back and be like, holy fuck.
Yeah, like, net job gains almost negative. Almost at a deficit of new jobs created.
Yeah.
It was negative for a couple months over the summer.
Yeah, I think it
like
was.
June and July, they lost like what?
That was initial tariff impact. And they were blaming Biden on that, which makes no sense.
It makes no, and even then, it hasn't bounced back at all. And it's been 6 months.
I will say that normally, like in under most presidencies, you see how like economies are doing like right at the end of their term going into the next term, whether that be a new president or not. And with Trump, like Trump 2 specifically, like that hasn't happened because he came in with a relatively strong economy and immediately was like, we are going to nuke our economy and blow everything up.
And like a relatively strong economy for a world that is, for a country that is post-pandemic.
Yeah. The world is still recovering from COVID. Like, people don't recognize this. Like, obviously, like, oh, the stock market is up a lot. But, like, inflation was through the roof during this time period. Like, I'm not saying Biden was a great president, but he did curb COVID's inflation in the best way that was possible, in my opinion. And obviously, he did better at it than other countries, other first world countries did.
Counterpoint, what about crypto?
What about crypto?
Trump is the crypto president.
What about Trump coin?
Yeah.
I'm actually still angry about Trump coin.
It was definitely a bribe.
Oh, it was a bribe, but like, politics aside for a minute, I found out about Trump coin when it was at 8 cents a coin.
And it, you could have been rich.
I deadass, if I put $1,000 in, I would have been worth like 200 grand. Because it went from 8 cents to $51 in like 36 hours.
You just got to get in before the rug pull.
Yeah, but then they did rug pull it, which is crazy. The Trump family sold like $4 billion worth of Trump coin. And no one talked about that somehow. Even though that's one of the greatest rug pulls in history.
They need to start regulating this. Like,
crypto is so scary, bro.
It's so dumb. It's so dumb how much power it can have.
Yeah, and remember when everyone had, like, the ape NFTs on, like...
Yeah, I'm glad that's dead.
Like, lazy apes or whatever they were called.
Bored apes.
Bored apes.
Bored Ape Yacht Club, I think.
Yeah. I low-key thought those were funny, though. Because, like, everyone who bought them were, like, the biggest idiots ever.
Oh, for sure.
Like, anyone who had one of those, like, as their profile picture on Twitter, like, everyone would just respond with their profile picture and be like, I have your NFT now. It's so funny. Yeah, but, like, back to the economy and crypto. One, crypto needs to be, like, heavily scrutinized in the same way that stocks are, in the same way that companies are. And two, like, when is it enough? Like, when are the people actually going to realize that our economy is cooked? Well, 'cause, like,
they're not releasing enough data.
Well, like, they don't need to release the data.
Selective. Yeah, but that's probably the quickest way to get people to actually, like...
That's true. But also, like, Democrats need to push this messaging. Trump's economy is bad. Say that, like...
Like, everyone knows it. Like, if you still can't afford groceries, you know it.
Well, that's the thing. Like, everyone was like, oh, Biden's economy is so bad because inflation is so high. And, like, yes. But inflation is still sky high because of tariffs. And, like, mm-hmm. I feel like I haven't seen nearly as many people complain about grocery prices, like, in the 11 months that Trump's been president. Maybe that's because all the people I saw complaining were bots. Russian bots.
True, but also there's been a lot of other things that you can talk about that happened in the last 11 months.
Yeah, Trump's so good at distracting everyone from what's like hurting us.
That's really his greatest strength.
Well, I feel like everyone's comfortable saying that he's one of the greatest, if not the greatest, con men of all time.
Yeah, and part of that is being one of the most charismatic men of all time.
Yeah,
because like I would certainly think so.
Like, if you, like, really think about it, like, what has Trump done for anybody while he's been president?
Other than himself?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, his rich friends.
He says that, like, he's lowering taxes to help, like, the American people, but he's lowering taxes the most on, like, upper class and wealthy people who he gets all of his money for his campaigns. Like, I know it's, like, annoying to be like, oh, Trump is, like, smart. And I used to think that he was deadass just stupid. Like, just a big idiot.
He's definitely not dumb.
But I don't think he's dumb. Yeah. Yeah,
he, like, he knows.
He has to.
He knows what he's doing. He's definitely, I mean, his niece wrote that book. I kind of want to read it. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, the one that's, like, not part of the family anymore. Yeah.
Like, yeah. How my family created the world's most dangerous man.
Yeah.
And she's, like, a clinical psychologist. And she was like, yeah, he shows a lot of traits of, like, narcissistic personality disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, sociopathy.
Well, like, I don't think he cares what anyone thinks about him. I think he just does what he can to win.
And to be fair, you have to be very narcissistic to become president.
Yeah, I'd say, like, most presidents have been pretty narcissistic.
Like, for sure. That's just part of it.
I don't think that, like, every president has been that way, but in the modern era, more so, for sure. Like, Reagan was a narcissist.
Yeah. There's definitely a conversation to be had of, like, when it stopped being about actually helping people and started to become performative, but there's an element of narcissism that comes with being president, for sure, or any, like, high-level political office. But Trump takes that to a whole new level.
Yeah, like, he manages to, like, make everything about him. And, like, people make jokes like, oh, it's all about me and stuff. But, like, Trump has actually, like, managed to, like, make the whole world focus on him, whether it's negative attention or positive attention. Like, everyone is talking about Trump. And I'm sure it's the same even in, like, foreign countries.
Yeah.
Like, it's all about Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to admit, that's incredibly impressive.
Yeah.
It sucks, but
I respect the game. I respect the hustle.
I don't respect it.
But
I recognize the game.
His ego took two blows this past week, from the two ratios he got on Twitter.
Well, let's talk about Sabrina Carpenter first.
That one was great.
So, like, the White House, like, they've been doing this with a lot of artists.
Yeah. So, if
you don't... They did Chappell Roan, too, I think.
Yes, they did.
Did Chappell Roan ratio them, too?
I think she just, like, copyright struck them.
That's valid. Down.
But the White House Twitter account has been posting pretty horrific videos of ICE agents arresting people with brute force.
Yep.
And, like, I mean, some of those people had due process, probably almost none of them.
Yeah. No, like, ICE, like, people can say what they want about, like, ICE needing to exist as an entity. I actually think ICE isn't necessarily inherently a bad organization to have. Yeah, I think it's the way it's being used.
You need to have people at the border, at customs.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, obviously.
Yeah. But the way that it's been used under Trump, too, especially, like, bro, like, we are deadass just employing secret police
now. It is a Gestapo.
Yeah, like, they don't show anyone their papers.
And they disappear thousands of people.
They arrest U.S. citizens just because they think they're not U.S. citizens. And I was watching, a new Jubilee video. People arguing about this.
And the Bill Maher one? Or no, not the Bill Maher. Who just went on? Was it Piers Morgan?
No. It was the one after that. Oh. I watched like 5 minutes. It was some like MSNBC guy.
Oh, that's stupid.
But he was like talking about how ICE is like a fascist organization. And like everyone in the crowd was like, well, like ICE can make mistakes and that's okay. Like obviously the governments can make mistakes. It's like, okay. But if you want to apply this to a larger scale, if 5% of the people you're arresting, one are here legally or two are U.S. citizens, that's not a mistake. That is on you.
Yeah, there's a margin of error and they're definitely outside of it.
They are way outside of it. They're like, oh, this person is running away from us, must be illegal. Oh, this person doesn't have their ID on them, must be illegal.
But Yeah, and they love posting montages of these, of just like body cam footage to Twitter with like just pop music over it. And they posted one the other day with Juno by Sabrina Carpenter in the background, to which actually, yeah, I should pull it up. This has to be like one of the most liked tweets
ever
of all time at this point. This video is evil and disgusting. Do not ever involve me or my music to benefit your inhumane agenda. 1.8 million likes. And I think the original post had maybe like 60,000.
Yeah, and they deleted it.
Yep. Probably because they got a copyright strike.
Or because they're pussies, like, respectfully. Like,
yeah.
I think that, like, this is like Chud fascism in a lot of ways. Like,
oh, for sure. It's like, it's not, it's 4chan.
Yeah, it's fascism. It's 4chan fascism. None of these people, like, actually, like, think that they're bad people. They think they're doing the right thing in a lot of ways. But as soon as they actually get called out for it, which is what everyone needs to be doing, they're like, oh, no.
Like, these people are not tough.
No, they're not tough. Pete Hegseth, especially, he's not tough.
Doing the gritty at, what was that?
He has a Nazi tattoo on his chest, too.
Yeah. Like, Pete Hegseth has multiple tattoos. And, like, it's the tattoos by themselves. If you just had one, it's like, okay, sure. But he has multiple that are just, like, weirdly Nazi tied.
Yeah.
And same thing with, like, Stephen Miller. Like, if you haven't read those emails that were leaked by a former Breitbart editor between Stephen Miller and some of their editors, it's bad. He was referencing that one book, that one French book that was just like straight fascism.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't remember the book though.
It's a book about like Indian people invading France, and it is just the most racist piece of artwork imaginable, and Stephen Miller was like glazing it over emails to Breitbart editors, which, like, first of all, why you work in Washington DC, you're like a government official, why are you corresponding with Breitbart editors?
Like, well, you see, it's because I like killing people.
Like, Breitbart's just straight like Nazi shit. I don't even think it's that controversial to say that anymore.
Don't use the N word around me. There's not two N words now. There's three. Okay, nuclear, the N word that we all know, and then Nazi. You can't say Nazi no more. Okay.
Yeah, like, come on,
bro. Yeah, like, it's so crazy, and then like. Who else is, like, oh, Trump is thinking about replacing a bunch of people who are in his cabinet right now, including Kristi Noem. Did you hear about this?
No, I didn't.
He has no reasoning behind it. I think it's just because he realizes they're chuds. Like, Trump might be the king of chuds, but he is the king of chuds. Like, he gets to make these decisions.
I wouldn't be surprised. I feel like they... Because they've been in power for long enough to where they're starting to get cocky.
Yeah.
And, like, you can't have that under Trump. He has to be the number one. He has to be top dog.
Yeah, he has to be in charge of everything, you know?
If you have, like, a louder personality than him, then it's just, like, over.
Yeah.
That's why he loves Stephen Miller. Because who cares about Stephen Miller?
Because Stephen Miller glazes him, bro.
Yeah. And he's quiet enough to where he can keep his Nazi stuff on the down low.
See, like, the thing is with Trump is he is, like, a fascistic leader, but he also, like, doesn't really care about being a bad person. He doesn't care about being a good person either.
No.
But he's just like, we should do this. We should do that. And, like, as long as he can do what he wants, it doesn't matter what people think, like, within his cabinet or not. Like, everyone is using Trump as, like, I don't know. They're using him as a ticket to power, And he probably recognizes that too. But like, I don't even know. Like, he's just doing it for the love of the game. Like,
yeah, I mean, whether or not he's intentionally being a fascist or, you know, racist or anything like that, I mean, who knows?
Yeah,
truly, like, we're not him.
We do know he has a history of racism.
That is true.
And we do know he has a history of being friends with Jeffrey Epstein.
They actually, he got kicked out of Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, and that's why in the newly released document, Epstein talks about Trump as if they're still friends in like 2019.
Yeah.
Because he got kicked out of Mar-a-Lago. Because he got kicked out in 2004, right? Like,
they just kept their friendship on the down low.
No, they weren't friends at that point. Come on. And they also didn't talk ever again.
No.
Because he got kicked out of Mar-a-Lago.
They're opping each other. But speaking of fascists, apparently Nick Fuentes was on Piers Morgan.
Why?
I don't know.
Like,
I don't know why people are giving Nick Fuentes a platform.
I understand why Tucker Carlson did it, because
Tucker and Nick are
friends.
They share the same views.
Yeah. Like, and also, like, Tucker is in, like, a much more, like, obviously it's not niche because he has one of the biggest podcasts in the world, but he's in a more, like, I can say and do whatever I want space. Piers Morgan is not there. He's a very public figure. Yeah, like,
he's a public figure, and he has to, like, he has to denounce this kind of stuff. Because you can't go on air and bring on people like Nick Fuentes, and then the next day, like, if another Christchurch shooting happens, like, someone goes into a mosque or a synagogue and shoots up the place, you can't go on air the next day and be like, how could this have happened?
Yeah.
It's because you had Nick Fuentes on, the guy who denies the Holocaust, like, every single day.
Yeah. I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that Nick Fuentes is actually a Nazi, or do you think he does it for the money, for the grift?
I think he's an actual Nazi.
You do?
He's been doing this before he was famous.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He was like,
I still don't know very much about him. I just know he's a tweaker.
He was at, like, the Charlottesville riots back in the day.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a Proud Boy type guy.
So, like,
yeah, that's not great.
Yeah, and I'm like, even if he didn't believe everything he said, which, I mean, with a lot of these grifters, you can't take anything they say on face value.
Right.
You can't believe that they believe anything. But there's a point where it just doesn't matter. Like, he's still pushing
that perspective.
Blatant Holocaust revision and Holocaust denialism, which is
bad, obviously.
Very bad.
Yeah.
And a lot of people believe it.
Yeah, no, that whole, like, space on the internet is so scary because, like, obviously, like, it's so easy to fall into that trap. This is, like, the problem with a lot of social media, actually. Like, I know so many people, like, back in, like, middle school, if Nick Fuentes was big then, that would have been watching Nick Fuentes. Yeah. Like, they would have started by watching, like, I don't know, Pyrocynical and Leafy Is Here.
And then we go on to Ben Shapiro.
Yeah.
But most of them, they stopped at Ben Shapiro. Because to get to the level of Nick Fuentes,
you would have had to go. It wasn't popular back then.
Yeah, it wasn't popular. Like, no one, when you're, you know, middle school or high school, cares about, like, Richard Spencer, anything like that. Because he was probably the biggest, like, open white nationalist at that time. But now Nick Fuentes is, like,
he's huge.
He's almost mainstream level political pundit.
Yeah, which is terrifying. I have some old coworkers at my place of work that, like, were like, yeah, do you know Nick Fuentes? And I was like, isn't he a Nazi? Like, I deadass just said that to them. And they're like, no. He shares the same view as you and I do on Gaza. And I was like,
but why does he do?
Well, why is that?
Like, and also, does he really care about Palestinians?
Yeah, like, does he care about Palestinians, or does he hate the Jewish people?
Like, and Muslims.
Yeah. I don't know. Like,
he just does it because that's what's going to get him the most clout.
I actually think that that might have, like, exasperated his growth. Like,
yeah.
As much as, like, I separate, like, the Israeli people and the Jewish people, like, so many people are like, this is the Jewish state. Like,
yeah, and that's fuck why them. That's why so many people become anti-Semitic, because if you constantly conflate the two, then people are just going to be like, well, shit, I guess, yeah, I do hate Jews.
Yeah, like, this is a conversation that I had, like, literally with my parents, like, back, like, right after October 7th. Like, they were like, well, Israel has a right to defend itself. And I was like, yeah, but does it have a right to kill innocent civilians? And they're like, well, now you're just hating on, like, the Israeli government. And I was like, yeah.
Well, yeah.
I hate the Israeli government. The
Israeli government is insanely corrupt.
I was like, yeah. And it took, like, a few months, but my parents got there. But a lot of people don't get there. Like, they're like, if you don't like Israel, you don't like Jewish people.
Yep.
Yeah.
But more and more people are starting to wake up to that.
Yeah.
Like, even among the Jewish population, a lot of them do not support Israel anymore.
Yeah. I think that overall it's getting to a better place, but, like, figures like Nick Fuentes are not making it better for anyone. They just, like, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, if there's a spectrum of, like, disliking Israel, like, he's on the polar opposite side from where people should be.
Yeah.
But he's, like, grasping and pulling people towards him.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. And also, it is worth mentioning that the views he has are the same as most conservative, like, media people.
Yeah.
Like, the only difference between him and Ben Shapiro is that Ben Shapiro is Jewish.
Yeah.
So Ben Shapiro doesn't hate Jewish people.
Yeah.
But
that's, like, it.
They will agree on pretty much anything else.
Which is awful and scary. But, yep. Yeah.
What else?
We can talk about the second ratio.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We just went on a long tangent.
Yeah. Well, this is kind of...
It's kind of related.
It is relevant. Marjorie Taylor Greene also ratioed Trump.
Yeah.
With just photos of the two of them comparing how much money they got from AIPAC.
Yeah, and she also kind of, like Ben Shapiro, I think she might just be anti-Semitic, but that's...
Oh, yeah, no, she is. The Jewish face lasers thing?
Yeah.
Like, she's also an anti-Semite.
Can't help but laugh at that, though. Like, it's so, like, bizarre that you would believe that.
Yeah.
Like
she is also very anti-Semitic, but, like, you have to admit, all the stuff that's been going down with her these past couple of weeks has been hilarious.
Oh, I love it. I've loved every second of it because I do not like her. But I also recognize when game is game, like I said.
Oh, yeah.
And she is low-key shitting on Trump right now.
For optics, it's very good for Democrats.
It's great for Democrats.
You need to take all the... With, like, a cult of personality like this around Trump, you need to take all the infighting you can get.
Yeah, the more the better. Obviously, best-case scenario is Trump has, like... I don't know, he falls down the stairs and can't lead anymore. But, like, as far as, like, reality goes, like, Trump's going to be in power, and he'll try to stay in power forever. I'm, like, more than convinced that he will try to run for a third term at this point. They keep bringing it up. Like,
yeah,
whether he'll be, like, a shadow president or, like, he'll actually somehow get a third term.
Yeah, it could be, like, a Putin thing where, like, he wasn't president for a couple of years, but he was shadow president.
Yeah.
But also, he's old. So
he is old.
And he's slowing down.
Yeah. He keeps MRI. Falling asleep.
Oh, yeah, we can talk about that. He fell asleep, like, 2 days in a row at two separate events. One of them was, like, it was in a cabinet meeting while they were talking about, like, how much prowess he has and how much energy he has, and he was, like, nodding off.
And the White House tried to claim today that he's working 21 hours a day, which is not true.
That's, like, that's not possible.
One, that's not, like, humanly possible. You need to sleep at some point. You can go a day or two without sleep, but, like...
more than like a couple weeks, you're gonna like, and this is for like a 25-year-old man.
Yeah.
Trump is 78.
Is he only 78?
79. He turned 79 this year. 79, like, you cannot be 79 years old working 21, unless you're on crazy drugs.
I think he is.
Which probably.
There's still, like, I hate that no one is talking about his fucking hand, because his hand literally every week still.
And now there's, like, bandages on it and stuff?
Yes. It's still happening, and they're like, oh, it's because he's having a lot of handshakes. No, bro. No. He would stop giving handshakes if it was actually doing that much damage. He's the president. He needs to live.
Yeah. Like, and he's also, like, a notorious germaphobe.
Yeah, exactly. Like
he would, if it was causing him harm, he would stop.
I just, like, I think that there is something going on with his health, and we might not ever find out what it is, but something that does happen when people have cognitive decline is they get blood transfusions, and it makes them sharper. This is, like, a real thing that people do. There's been research into it. Like, whenever someone has cognitive decline, one thing you can do is get a blood donor that matches your blood. And when they give you more blood, your brain starts working more because it has more to work with.
Mm-hmm.
What if he's just getting a blood transfusion? That's where they're fucking, like, stabbing him.
He could be doing, like, that Simon Cowell thing.
Oh, my God. That shit is so weird. He looks so bad right now.
Yeah. He's basically just doing dialysis.
Yeah.
Like, every week to reverse aging. Maybe they could be doing that to him. Did they release the MRI results? He said he would.
No, I don't think they did. I think they, like, said that they were clean, but that was it.
Because, like, Newsom was trolling him over that for a couple weeks, and then he was like, I'll release it, and then I didn't hear anything about that afterwards, so. But, yeah, he is showing, even if your theory holds true, which, I mean, there's no way to know.
There's absolutely no way to know.
He could be on crazy drugs. He could be getting dialysis. He could be going on dialysis every week or getting a blood transfusion every 30 seconds. There's no way to know. But it's very likely
the findings were normal of his MRI.
So then why did it need to happen?
Preventative executive physical. So just to see if there was anything wrong, like, starting to happen.
All right.
That makes sense for the president.
Yeah.
Low key. Like, it, whatever. I'm not sure I fully believe it, but.
I mean, there's probably still something going on.
Well, yeah, the MRI was just on his cardiovascular health specifically. So, like, his arteries haven't, like, closed in yet.
Yeah. Which is
shocking.
Yeah, surprising given his diet.
I love me some Diet Coke.
He's always in all those photos of the white in the Oval Office. No. There's always, like, three Diet Cokes just laying around.
Have you seen, like, the video that, like, he clicks, like, a button, and it used to, like, bring people, like, an ice cream cone in the Oval Office, but now it's just a Diet Coke button. So one of his butlers will bring him a Diet Coke.
You know what? I respect it.
I think Biden had it as ice cream cone, and he changed it to Diet Coke.
I like this idea that every president has one button.
For one random food or drink?
Yeah. Just be like,
bro, I'm not going to lie. If I was doing that shit, it would be, like, hard alcohol, bro. I wouldn't be able to handle being
president.
Low-key,
yeah, you need it.
Like, I'm dead ass. Like, I don't understand how most presidents don't come out of presidency, like, alcoholics. Because, like, amount of pressure you're under at that point.
Like, I mean, probably, like, 70 years ago, that button would have been, like, a bottle of whiskey and a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah.
Which is why all the presidents died at, like, 60.
Except for FDR, somehow.
Well,
FDR was in it for the long haul.
That's because he was the GOAT.
He did good things. He also did internment camps.
That is true.
This is why, like, when people are like, Biden is a horrible president, it's like, every president has done horrible things. Like,
oh, yeah, every president's in hell.
Almost all of them, for sure. I feel like JFK may be okay, because he got shot before it was all over.
I mean, he was a serial adulterer, though.
Yeah, but like, if that's your worst crime as president, he kind of made it.
Well,
you know?
He also sent people into Vietnam.
Yeah, but he thought he was doing the right thing. I think.
And Bay of Pigs.
That wasn't good. Yeah.
Bay of Pigs. Is every president's in hell. Maybe George Washington.
He had slaves. He had slaves.
Well, they were through his wife's estate, though.
I guess he didn't have slaves then. Yeah, I don't know.
George Washington debated. He might be in limbo.
He's at like Judgment Day, whatever it's called.
Yeah, but the rest of them,
he probably went to heaven by now.
The rest of them, I mean, maybe like
Jefferson's in hell.
Maybe JFK is in like the nice third hell. Circle of hell.
Yeah, yeah.
But like Reagan,
oh, he's cooked.
They opened the 10th circle for him.
Clinton will be in hell.
Clinton's getting the easy pass to hell. Bro, same with Hillary.
Bro, this is not to glaze Clinton about anything, but like people say that Democrats are really bad for the budget. And like Clinton was the only president in like the surplus. Last 100 years to put us in a surplus. And then immediately we're like, oh, fuck you, bro. We got to be trillions of dollars in debt, bro.
9/11. There's WMDs in Iraq. We have to kill Saddam Hussein.
Bro, low-key, though, like, that's crazy. Speaking of the Middle East, I guess this isn't really Middle East, but it kind of is. The stuff in Sudan right now is crazy. Do you know anything about this?
Well, they're still in that civil war.
It's beyond a civil war now. It's genocide. Like,
That's one of, like, the couple active genocides going on.
There was some estimation. I was watching this YouTube video that within, like, 1 week of time, like, earlier this year, 70,000 Sudanese people were killed by...
Yeah, you could... Couldn't you see from space, like, blood in the sand?
You could see blood in the sand from space. 70,000 Sudanese people dying in 1 week is the same number of people that died in Gaza in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Like, what's even crazier about this is where all of these militia groups are getting their money and getting their weapons from is Saudi Arabia.
Ooh, really?
And where is Saudi Arabia getting all of its weapons from? The United States of America.
Who is Saudi Arabia best friends with?
It's low-key crazy. America, deadass. Like, we are actually opposed to this. Like, I did a bit of research. Like, in 2003 or 4, there was a previous civil war. And the U.S., like, was the first, I think, still the only country in the world to recognize that as genocide, like, 20 years ago. But now we're so close with Saudi that we can't be like, oh, Saudi, you can't be giving them these weapons.
And they have, like... ridiculous amounts of money. They can have that huge comedy festival with like every famous comedian.
They just announced like a $1.1 trillion investment in the U.S. economy.
Oh yeah,
like 3 weeks ago, and they probably did that because they want to back the people in Sudan, and we were starting to give them pressure. Like Saudi has, like, in the same way Israel does, maybe even more than Israel at this point, has so much stake in the United States.
I would say. You can reasonably say there's, like, monetarily, yes.
Oh, monetarily, yeah.
For sure.
For sure. But the U.S., like, loves Israel because it's our little baby and stuff.
Yeah, and, like, stuff with Mossad, all that.
And because they're helpful in our war efforts. But, like, I don't think we'll ever be able to do anything to stop what's happening in Sudan besides tell our people to, like...
Wake up.
Wake up. Like... I didn't even know about this. That's what's so crazy. Like, I, for, like, the last, like, 3 years have been talking about, like, Palestine and, like, everything being horrible that's been happening
there. United States is way more actively involved in that.
Well, that's what you would think, but we've given, like, hundreds of billions of dollars in weapons to Saudi in this time.
There's enough displacement there.
Yeah.
To where the waters get muddied a bit, and it's like, well, is this really our fault, or is it Saudi Arabia? Then it's like, we're best friends with Saudi Arabia, like, whatever. But,
yeah.
You know who else does crazy business with Saudi Arabia? Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
Then the same in the span of a couple weeks that he opened his new, like, philanthropy business, he opened up a theme park in Saudi Arabia.
He's opening, like, a, like, financial services company soon, too. Like, Mr. Beast is becoming, like by and large from WALL-E. Like, yeah. He is, like, everything. Like,
I'm just, it's like,
weird.
It's so weird that he decided to open up a theme park in Saudi Arabia.
How much money do you think they gave him? Like, that's the thing. Like, everyone has a price. Like, Saudi, like, they are horrible. And I 100% understand that. But, like, there is a reason that, like, Ronaldo plays in Saudi. There's a reason, like...
There's, like, people who are otherwise pretty woke, like Bill Burr.
Yeah, there's a reason he performed there.
Did that already happen?
Yeah, it was a few months ago now. Maybe a month ago.
I don't know. Well, yeah, all these people. Did Tim Heidecker perform? Because I remember he posted something on Instagram where he was like, I kind of respect him for this. He was like, I was not familiar with how fucked up the Saudi government is. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to reconsider my slot there. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he actually went on to perform, but.
No, the Saudi government does such a good job of just glazing everything about the U.S. that, like, they hope that you just miss, like, everything horrible they've done.
Oh, like, they did. That's crazy.
And, guys, like, all of this is in a hypothetical sense. Like, Saudi Arabia, if you want to give me $10 million to never say anything about your government ever again, like, just hit me up. Like, you know? And make it $100 mil, you know? Low-key.
Yeah.
Like, I can do some good with that, you know? Obviously, I'll never let, like, my wife drive a car, though, because that's haram.
Everyone got a price. And this is why...
Actually, no, they do allow that now, right? Saudi allows women to drive cars now.
This is why... Saudi Arabia bad. This is why Iran number one.
Yeah, Iran doesn't have any issues either.
Is Iran peddling money into... A genocide in Sudan?
Probably.
Maybe a genocide elsewhere. But not Sudan. And they're helping the Palestinian cause. So.
Yeah, bro.
Iran number one.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I deadass didn't know anything about this war in Sudan, like, until, like, this week. And I feel horrible about it. And, like, I've never heard, like... any of my woke friends talk about it either, which is so crazy, because it's like there's been such a catastrophic loss of life there that's just like fully flying under the radar. And part of it is because like the U.S. doesn't really care about Africa, because we're like, oh, we don't like African people except South Africans because they're white.
Yeah,
but like the other part is like low-key like because we're doing it. Like, I can't think of any other reason that, like, there wouldn't be coverage about this.
Yeah, and with, like, the USAID being just gone now.
Oh, that probably screwed them even more over.
Yeah. And that also just opened a vacuum to where, like, Russia can go in. Russia and China can go in. And
Russia has a lot of power over Africa, and it is scary. Maybe that's part of the reason, like, why Russia is still okay, because all the gold mines in Africa.
Yeah. And that certainly can't help ongoing genocide.
Because, like, part of what I learned is that Saudi has peddled, like, $51 billion of gold into its country in the last, like, 20 years.
Jesus Christ.
And, like, $36 billion of that came from mines in Africa. Most of them coming from Sudan.
Yeah, that and all that oil money.
Bro, Saudi has bank. And it's, like, one family that controls all of it, too. There's, like, obviously, like, a bunch of rich people in Saudi. Like...
Hey, Mr. Beast.
There are a lot of rich people in Saudi Arabia. But the royal family controls most of it.
Yeah.
Like, a large majority. Probably 50% of all the wealth there is one family.
And they also are gaining more power... over us, like, just by the day.
Yeah. No, like, this is why, like, I never wanted the U.S. to be an isolationist, like, nation. But, like, we seriously need to reconsider, like, what we want as a country.
Yeah, and we cannot keep getting played by Putin and the Saudi crown prince.
Well, that's the thing. Like, Putin, like, once again, he's low-key an evil genius, bro. Like, he fucking sucks, but, like, he's good at sucking.
Yeah. Like, he's... Yeah.
Yeah.
He knows how to get power, and he knows...
Like, maybe that's what he did with Trump in the meeting. Like, think about it.
Maybe. Like, I'm sure he has crazy dirt. Maybe Putin is Bubba, bro.
He has to.
He has crazy dirt on Trump.
He has to, because America, like, as far as Ukraine and Russia goes, like, we should have this war over by now. Like, there's no reason it's not over, in my eyes. It's just, like, an immense loss of death for no reason. Yeah,
it's so pointless. Like,
Russia doesn't need that land either. They have the largest landmass of any country in the world.
They haven't gained any ground in the past a year.
Yeah. They had Kyiv at one point.
Yeah.
And then Ukraine took it back.
And it's just kind of been a stalemate ever since.
Yeah.
And there's just been people dying for no reason. And the only reason why...
For Israel.
True.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, Putin definitely has some crazy stuff on Trump.
Yeah, that's what I believe.
And, like, the same thing with China. Even though Trump doesn't want to admit that China has immense power, they control, like, all the manufacturing in the world at this point.
Well, I think that's, like, why Trump thought that tariffs would be a good idea. I thought that, like, I guess he thought that it would bring the ball back to our playing field, but it doesn't. No,
it really doesn't. It pretty much does the opposite, because it destroys our economy.
Like, America has become a service economy, not a manufacturing economy, which means we bring services to people instead of items. And, mm-hmm. like, that's fine. Like, we still produce some things. Like, some cars are produced in America and stuff. But, like, when we're importing things, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah, like, you need that.
Like, the things we export are, like, I don't know, like, Netflix is, like, a global brand. Like, that money comes just, like, into the U.S.
Brand, like, even stuff like Apple, which is made in China.
Yeah, but it's the brand. Yeah.
In America.
Yeah. Like, Apple, Netflix, Disney movies, like...
Yeah, Disney.
Disney everything, Disney parks. Those are all American Warner things. Warner Brothers.
Yeah. It says Netflix now.
No. We actually have to talk about this.
Yeah.
Paramount came in today with a spoiler bid of $38 a share instead of... I think Netflix gave them $30 a share. And if Paramount gets it, we're even more fucked than if Netflix gets it, because Paramount bends the knee and sucks off Trump.
And they also own a lot of other stuff.
Yeah, that would be a monopoly. That's the thing, like, none of these companies, besides maybe you can make the argument that Apple can have, like, Warner Brothers. That's it.
Yeah, like, Netflix...
Netflix is in the same realm.
Yeah, Netflix, fine, but, like, Paramount...
Disney, like, shouldn't...
Viacom will have a monopoly.
Yeah.
Disney already is huge. Getting towards monopoly.
Yeah. You shouldn't have Disney, Viacom, Comcast, any of those companies have it. Because if Comcast had it, it would bring Warner Brothers and Universal together.
Which,
that would be too much.
That would be basically like two-thirds of the...
It would be like, I don't know what the term is for three companies being a monopoly, but it would be like three. It would be like... It would be Paramount, it would be Comcast, and it would be whatever, like Disney, yeah. And then there would be no Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
Like, no matter where they merge with, like, brings it, like, it decreases the size of the film industry and the TV industry substantially, no matter what.
Part of what we were just talking about, like, Hollywood is a huge thing that we basically export.
Yeah.
Out of America.
That's one of the like reasons America is so successful, because we produce services. Like, this is another reason the fucking film tariff will never make sense. You can't tariff a service. That doesn't make sense, because there's no good there. Like, the good is the service, I guess. But, like, how can you...
It's not like a tangible...
Yeah, it's like, not
it's an item. Apple. You can't hold it in your hand.
Yeah, exactly. Like... It's all digital, and I guess that, like, you can make, like, someone would say, like, oh, if it's not tangible, then it doesn't have any real value. But, like, that's not true.
Like, yeah, you can make the art, like, with digital stuff, you can make, there's arguments to be made, but that gets into whole, that gets into such, like, a whole, like,
you don't want to go there.
It's very confusing.
Yeah, you don't want to go there. But, yeah, Trump did say that it was concerning that Netflix was trying to buy Warner Brothers, which is actually the right thing to say, as long as he sticks with it if Paramount gets them, like, and it doesn't let them merge. Yeah,
it is the lesser of two evils.
Yeah, which Netflix sucks, because I do not want, like, I like going to see movies in theaters, guys. I know that's a hot take.
Like,
Netflix would release, like, everything. Like,
I'm still shocked that Netflix is that big.
Netflix is huge. They have, like, 250 million subscribers globally. And if all of them spend $15 a year, or a month, that's, like, $40 billion in income.
Like, Netflix has grown so much in the past 20 years that it can buy one of the legacy media companies.
Yeah.
Like, Warner Bros., is it the big three?
Warner Bros., Paramount, and Disney, I think, are the big three.
Like, it can just buy one of them.
Actually, maybe Universal is.
I think it's probably Universal.
Big four, whatever.
Yeah. Well, like, to be a subscription streaming service and be able to buy it, like, I mean, Warner Brothers is insane.
Yeah. I don't, like, I personally, I have a Netflix account. I can't say shit. But, like, I think that if Netflix buys Warner Brothers, it's kind of the death of theatrical in a lot of ways. Like, they'll be like, oh, yeah, we'll still release this in theaters. But if you've ever seen, like, how Netflix releases their films in theaters, it's, like, 100 theaters across America for 3 days before the movie comes out.
It's so stupid. Yeah,
and it's like, bro,
I saw Glass Onion in theaters.
Yeah.
And it was, yeah, it was, like, 150 screens in the country, and it was open for a weekend.
Yeah. Like, what's the point of even doing that?
Like, how many movie theaters are there in thousands? Oh,
I know that there's well over 4,500 in America.
Yeah, thousands that employ thousands of people.
Tens of thousands, probably. Yeah. Yeah.
Because, like, a movie theater, that's a big operation you gotta run.
I'll check how many AMCs are in America.
Oh, okay, even just, like, they AMC. Probably... Because, like, even in just Connecticut, there's, like, eight.
Like, yeah, Connecticut's a pretty small state.
Yeah. It's like, and there's a bunch here.
There's 543 in America of just AMCs. So if you want to estimate that, like, the standard AMC is, like, 20 screens, like, I would bet you that they all employ 40 to 50 people minimum. So AMC alone would be, like, what, 2,500 people? That seems way too low. 25,000 people?
There's roughly 5,000 movie theater locations. There was 41,000 in 2019.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so AMC between 33,000 and 34,000 employees.
There was 41,000 screens in 2019, now it's 38,000 to 39,000.
Screens, okay.
Okay, yeah, that was misleading sentence.
Yeah, I don't know. It's absolutely, like, at the point where, like, we have no reason to, like, even have Warner Brothers be sold off. Like, they are a successful company right now. Like, they had one of their best years ever theatrically. They had, like, six movies in a row release over $40 million domestically.
Yeah.
Like, they had Sinners come out this year. They had Superman come out this year.
Mm-hmm.
They did great. Weapons, which I wasn't a huge fan of, but...
Superman, Warner Brothers?
Yeah.
Is it not Marvel?
Superman is DC.
Oh, Superman is DC.
Holy. Lock in,
Twin. I don't know why...
Batman, Superman, yes. And Wonder Woman, DC. Yes. Okay. Spider-Man, Wolverine, and, like,
Iron Man. Sony.
No, but it's a Marvel property, technically.
That's so stupid.
Oh, I guess Sony is still a company that exists, but they don't make that much.
Yeah, but, like,
they're like, not really there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, also, because they're not headquartered in the
U.S. Yeah. Yeah, and they released K-Pop Demon Hunters on Netflix this year, which was a mistake.
Yeah.
They would have made so much money if they released that in theaters, but they gave it to Netflix, and now Netflix has the rights to it, which is a big oopsie.
Well, we're coming up on the last 5 minutes here. So, what else you got to say?
We'll move into UConn news real quick. Jason Candle, my glorious king, has come here to replace our previous coach, who I have nothing but respect for and hate with a burning passion. Rip him, Aura.
And we're going to the bowl.
Yeah, we're going to the Fenway Bowl. Looking for our 10th win of the year against Army. We'll see how that one goes. I'll be excited to see Joe Fagnano one last time.
You know, his seventh year of playing college.
Yeah. But, like, you know what? He's a Heisman Award candidate, which is a big deal.
He's him.
Jason Candle had his, like, introductory, like, press conference today. And, like, apparently, like, they pulled out all the stops to try to hire him. They had him tour the great town of West Hartford before coming over to Storrs campus.
Why?
I think he's going to live there.
Damn.
Not that West Hartford has any significance, obviously. I just, like, I know a few people that live there.
Yeah.
What else? They had Candle have dinner with Gino after he had the tour of Storrs. Like, they were like, we have to get this guy, and they got him, so.
Did they go to one of Gino's restaurants?
No, I don't think so.
That would be funny as hell. That would be really funny.
But yeah, looking forward to the future of UConn football. Men's basketball play Florida on Tuesday at MSG, which that's is tomorrow. Shit, that's tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Should I go? Oh, no, I have an exam to take tomorrow.
Damn.
Low-key, I could have gone.
That's going to be a good game, though.
Yeah, it'll be good. And then, yeah, the UConn women won by, like, 70 points yesterday.
Yeah,
so
that was crazy.
They're doing that, like, every game, though. Like, it's not even that crazy. Like, they're just...
They're going to go all the way again.
It's low-key unfair. Like, people can say, that like, all they want about UConn, but, like, we're the best basketball school. There's no question about that.
Yep.
And one of the best football schools, you know? Going for a 10th win on the season, like, that's not even glazed. Like, we're just tough like that. Yeah.
Oh, God.
You got anything else to say?
Not really.
Damn, bro.
If you want to send us an email, you can at hankandtedpod@gmail.com. You can shoot us an Instagram DM, hankandtedpod on Instagram. And you have like a minute and a half.
I want to wish everyone good luck on your finals.
Oh, yeah,
for anyone
finals
that's listening. We didn't talk about that at all. I personally have one final tomorrow and then one on Saturday. So
I
won
on Wednesday
and
one on Friday.
Poor guy.
I know.
Yeah, I need to go to the library after this. I have to learn all of my finance class in the next like 4 days. Feeling pretty good about marketing though. Yeah, got a 100 on my previous finance exam today. I have some opinions about my professor, but that's okay. We made it with a B. Yeah.
Yeah, you are listening to WHUS Storrs 91.7 FM. My name is Hank.
I'm Ted.
And have a great rest of your night.